We're up to Simin Lamid, Lamid Dalit Halacha Hey. Haroitz Lazakois Latzma. Halacha, the Halacha of Hilchot Staka, specifically Maisir Ksafin. A person wants to do something good for himself. It's a very interesting way of describing a mitzvah. You don't have that too often in a chazal. Haroitz Lazakois Latzma. A person wants to do something good for himself. What should you do? Yochoif es yitzrei hara. You should overcome, you should conquer your yitzer hara. The yarchiv yado, and you should expand your hand. In other words, be generous. The chol davar, and this is a very powerful darav halacha, anything that you like for yourself, you should do, not for hafklarecha kamocha. He's telling us you should do more for your friend than what you would do for yourself. The yarchiv yado v'chol davar shu l'shem shemayim, anything that you do l'shem shemayim yiyeh mehatoy v'hayofeh should be done with goodness and with beauty. For example, in bana beis tefillah, if you build a beis tefillah, yiyeh noemi beis yeshivasa. Okay, that's a very powerful teichachas musar for some communities where they have people have beautiful homes, but the bodek and yisus v'de midrashas are a far cry. Okay, there's some homes are paved with gold. There's stone and there's wood. What? Yeah.
Two comments. One, Rabbi Takeya, the rabbi of the Kingsway, put out a suggestion last year. I think it was in the Flatbush Jewish Journal, or in the Jewish Press staff magazine, that you should give to a tzedakah you normally would never want to give to. Overcome your tzahara.
That's a chiddush. That's a lot of the Gedolei Yisrael don't say that. They say you should give to the major. I've always grown up hearing that the most important thing you should give big money to. Let's say a person does very well and is successful. You should give it to the big institutions. Where, not necessarily the ones that you've gone to, the major schools, the major institutions.
The Satmar Rebbe came here in Flatbush to raise money.
Yeah.
One of what they need. So there was complaints. There was a red light.
Yeah, yeah, I saw it. Yeah, yeah.
We have tzedakas here.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's a balance. You give a small amount, give a token, but not to give.
People who came who
his chassidim.
The Satmar chassidim.
They give small. There's something called giving big. This was the once explained to me by someone. There's something called giving. People they do well. Let's say someone is successful. They have a significant amount of money to give tzedakah. So the big donation should be given to the big the main institutions, and small donations can be given to things like these special needs tzedakas. Let's see further. Your person should give me'atoy v'hayofa im bone base tfila. If you build a base tfila, yeah, normi base yeshiva. So ha'echel roi. If a person wants to give food to a poor man, yachileh me'atoy me'umahamosok she b'shulchano. You give him the best. If someone comes to eat by you, he's hungry, give him good food, what is good and what is sweet from your table. Kisa oroim, if you want to cover someone who does not have clothing to wear, yechaseu mehayofeh shebich suso. Hikdish davar, if you want to donate, make a donation of an object to the Beis HaKnesses or to some purpose, yakdish mehayofeh shebich suso. V'chein hu oimer, it says in the pasuk, kol chelev l'Hashem, all fat, all chosen objects shall be given first to Hashem. Halacha Vav. Let's just refill it, then we'll come back and we'll do the Shana Sem Halacha in a few moments. Let's go back. Hanoi Sem further. Hanoi Sem Lubanav Unoi Sem Vagdalim Sheinoi Chaya Bimizon Hashem. A person supports his adult children. Is that called Maiser Ksaf? And the answer is yes. Shehem Yoisin Bibne Shei Shanim. Anyone older than 6 years old, Alpi Halacha, you're not Mukhiv to support. Today, until that's it. And Alpi Halacha, you're only Mukhiv to give support. You're only Mukhiv to support until technically speaking after 6 years old, then you're no longer Mukhiv to support them. Anything that you do for them can be technically considered B'Shas Hadchak. Meiser Kisafen. Kidei Lilamed Esabonim Toru Lahanik Abonos Bechishar. All these things can be considered Meiser. Everything okay? Everything should be considered to be lahanik abonos b'derech yisharav v'cher noisin matana le'aviv. A person supports his parents. If he has elderly parents that cannot afford to support themselves, and a son or daughter supports their parents, it also can be considered ma'aser kisafim. She'enu yochel lefarneso rak b'me'ois shadaka shalo v'heim tzrichim l'kach hareze b'chlal tzedaka. And you need not give more to other organizations or other institutions. V'lo'od ela, not only that, you mechuyiv, they come first, your children, and your parents have kedima to any other institution. Even if he's not your father or your son, but if he is your relative, then he goes further, and if you take this idea a little bit further, the poor people of your own home, people in your home come before people in your city, they come before those in your own land. Avol gabai tzedakah, however, that's all true and fine when it comes to you giving tzedakah. But if you are the gabai, you are the one who distributes the tzedakah. If you are going to give a large donation to one of your own relatives, right away you'll be suspect that you are playing around with the money. So you then, that is the exception. Then you have to distance yourself. Avol gabai tzedakah hamachalik esat tzedakah tzach lizah shelo yabel lekroiv of yosem lishar achedim veyisem nikiy mehashem liyisrael. Halacha zayin. Call an oisin tzedakah lenu save there upon him yafos ros upon him kavushos bekarka. If you give money to a poor man with ponim ros, you are
selfless.
You give it with harshness, begrudgingly. Upon him kavushos bekarka, your head is buried in the ground. Like, oh, you rachman, I have to go give you. I once tzedakah saw someone. I saw a collector come, and I was shocked. And a guy, mom, she took him by the arm and threw him out. That's terrible. How can you do that to a person? Of course not. He threw him out. He's giving. At least you come away with something. It's not right. At least it was. Afilu no san loyelef zehuvim. Even if you give 1,000 ibid zehusa, you lose your zehusa. If sida the over al. Do not, your heart should not be ra when you give to the poor man. Commiserate with him. Can you imagine to commiserate with him? Did I not cry for the people who suffer by day, people who are crushed by the burden that they carry by day? Did I ogma nafshi le'evion? Did I not cry? Was my soul not sad for the evion, for the destitute? Vidabiloi dvarim tanchum, speak with the poor man encouraging words. Vinichumim shnemar v'leiv almona. Arnin Eov said, the heart of the Alman I brought upon her heart joy. Glad in the heart of the Almana, and it is a very, very great, very, very great mitzvah.
Talking about an ani.
It's talking about, right, you're
talking about collectors.
Collectors are anim. If they've been reduced to going from Pesach to Pesach, it's a very sad story. We all know that.
Also,
it's not a good business. It's not a good business. It's not a good business. Trust me, it's not a good business. They don't come away with a lot. Also, you're not allowed. This halacha is subject to much debate in our time, where unfortunately we are inundated with collectors. Are you mechuyev to give every single person? Okay, fine. So also lahachzir es he'ani sheshal reikam. You're not allowed to turn away a poor man with nothing. Vafilu atenosin loy gregeris, even a dried fig. Okay, I guess that was the equivalent of giving him a quarter. Achash shenemar al yashov dach nichlam. Do not turn away the crushed one. Nichlam. Do not turn away to be in a state of klima, to be disgraced. Don't let him go away empty-handed. V'im ein b'yotcha klom ma'alitin lo, pa'iseu b'dvar ma'lis, give him encouraging words. V'also ligar be'ani oy lahagbiya kol oy lo b'tzok, you don't let this shout at a poor man or to raise your voice. B'nei sheliboy nishbar, his heart is broken, v'nidkan, crushed. V'harehu oymer, lev nishbar v'nidke elokim lo simsa, Hashem will not disgrace, will not despise the heart of one whose heart, the person whose heart is crushed and broken. Woe to the person that disgraces a poor man. Now here we come to halacha. Tzedakah is part of the category of nedarim. And therefore, what does he mean by that? Lefichu, therefore, what does he mean? Ha'omer harei lai sela l'tzedakah, oh harei sela ze tzedakah, chayiv litna l'aniyim miyad. If a person makes a pledge in shul, they make an appeal, and you call out, I'm going to give for a tzedakah a certain amount, that is begeder a neder. Scary stuff. And neder, there are very harsh things Chazal say about people who do not fulfill their nedarim. So that's why by Yizkar, you say, most sedurim, not all sedurim, it says, Beli neder. Beli neder, you're very careful, because if a person makes a pledge, even if it's by default, and you don't say the word neder, it is automatically, that's the point of this halacha, automatically it's included in the category of a neder, and you have a very severe, very strict obligation to pay the neder as soon as possible. So to avoid that problem, many say, Beli neder. He says also by Chayvus Nulani. What? Darta. So once you Motis Vasecha, even though you didn't say the word Neder, automatically has the status of a Neder. Vim Acher Oiver Vim Acher. If you delay, the word Acher means you delay. Oiver Bebal to Acher came and Shiocha Lidma. Yeah, you were able to leave right away. Vim Ein Aniim Mitzuyim Lo Mafresh Maniach At Sheyimtsa Aniim. If you don't have, if you can't find the money to give the money to, you don't find a worthy person, you promise. Person is in an Eis Sara, and he says, I'm going to give a certain amount of money to Tzedakah, and you don't have the person available, and the person that you want to give the money to is not here, you should at least, the very least, separate the money that you're going to give at Tzedakah. It should be ready. That's very important. Allah, someone told me about their father. I know he was my Rebbe in Yeshiva. He's a very holy person. He told me that every Mitzvah Yom Tov, he comes home from shul, he goes home with his father. This is when he was young. Now he's not. He's married. He's not home now. But when he comes home from shul, Mitzvah Yom Tov, the first thing the father did after Havdalah, he went up and he took out money, and he put the money away. He put the money away. He made out the check. Or he put out the money that he pledged during Yizkar. Because that's part of the net. Even though right now I'm not going to go mail it, because right now I don't want to go outside, whatever the reason, but at least the money should be, that's also a chelik of the mitzvah. It's not, and I'll get around to it, I'll send it in. It's already designated.
Some people have a minute to say, Avroshi Nasa. They do that Erev Shabbos.
Yes.
They would make out the check, so when they come to make the nodder,
it's already. I already gave it. Interesting. Very interesting. Okay.
You don't use it by Yisko. You don't use an exact amount. It's just by Roshim Tzedok. It doesn't say.
Sometimes
you can insert. You can insert different words into the Nusach. V'im acher v'bealtach kevin sheyach l'nom yavim ein anim mitzulam mafesh manich ad sheyimtsa anim v'im nodar beveis hakneset tzedaka shenaisnim lidei gabai einoy over ad sheyitba oisei hagabai. You're not chayiv for the Baal Ta'achar until you get an invoice in the mail, until the gabbai makes it as his tovea. The oz over alecha miyad. Once they make the demand, they send you a letter in the mail that you owe us the money, and you don't give the money, you over immediately. Im lo kishu yodeh shagabai in a tzorcha itz hamos. Unless you know that they don't really need the money, I guess people are mad. They're serving on this. They don't really need the money. Ela sheyanuchu etzlo. You keep the money by you, write out the check, have it ready to give the gabbai when you have an opportunity to do so. Mi shamar etein selat stoka leploni eno. If a person, I will give a selat staka to a certain person, you do not violate the loisase bal ta'acher until the ani comes. The yochol kol adam lahafresh most of staka shiu munachem esol lechalkam b'maat maat kemos sheyerolo. Every person should set aside money to have available for the staka, according to his means, to be available to give when the ani arrives. Hakoyfe acherim. Okay, it's a very dangerous term in today's climate. You force someone. What is so here? I don't think it's very from the context. It doesn't mean you actually force. It means you persuade. You persuade someone to give tzedakah. Sheyitnu tzedakah u'me'aseh. Ma'aseh literally means you cause them to do. It's the verb form of doing. It's the causative form. You cause them to do, O son, sechare gadol misechar hanoisen. You get more reward than if you actually give tzedakah, shenemar, v'hoya ma'asei hatzedakah shalom. Now, literally it means, and the way it's read in the Nekudah says, ma'asei means the act. The act of tzedakah brings peace. But the Gemara makes a drasha. Don't read the pasuk ma'asei, read it ma'aseh. with a segel underneath the sin, and that means it will be the maasef, you cause others to give tzedakah, that brings to this world a bracha of shalom. They are included when it says the Gemara Baba Basra, umatztikei harabim kakoy chavim, those that cause other people to be righteous are like the stars. Why are they called matztikei harabim? Because they influence, they persuade people to give tzedakah. The gabay tzedakah shehanim mecharfim osam ein lelachush, a gabay tzedakah which is abused by the poor, he should not be concerned. Ki ali de zez chuso yoser gadol, if he takes abuse for doing a mitzvah, he should be aware that thou only will increase his reward in the future. Hamala hagadol shein lamala himenu b'malas hatzedakah. What's the best? What's the ideal type of tzedakah? He ha the best form of tzedakah. Ki hamachzik biyad Yisrael hamoch umato yado kodem sheheoni legamrei. The best form of tzedakah is to prevent a person from becoming poor, not to wait until already he's destitute and he goes from house to house to collect when he is in trouble, and to support him, to help him find the solution so that he should not come lidei anis. Sheyitein lo matana haguna b'derech kavod, o sheyalveu mos, to lend the money, o yase imo shutafos, a partnership, o yamtzi lo eze esek a molacha, to find him a job, molacha de lechazek yado ad shelo yitzdarech labrios, to find him a job, to find him some solution for his problem so that he should not become a poor person and need to come on to the tzibur. V'al ze nemar, v'hechazak tabo, that you shall support him, kolemar hachazek bo, support him ad shelo yipo, before he falters. Yud gimel, yesh lizor litein es that tzedakah behester b'chol ma'ase efshar, to give the tzedakah privately, not to embarrass him, anonymously. The ultimate is you should not know who is getting your money, and the recipient should not know who he has received the money from, and that way no one is embarrassed from each other. Upon him, lo yispor ha'odah b'tzedakah shu nois, and never have gaiva for the tzedakah give. Ach imakdish is a devil that stuck a mutter lo sheikhtav shemo olav. If a person gives stuck to a shul, to an organization, it's mutter, you can write your name, who gave it, there's nothing wrong with that. Sheyehelo lizikaron, the ra'oi la'asos kain. So the kitta says that it's a good thing. It's like, if you make a donation, it's a good thing to have your name on a building. That's what he seems to be saying. Not everyone agrees to that. But that's what he says. Why? Because it serves as an inspiration to other people. People will learn from your ways. That's another thing. But if your name is on a building, people, they learn. It's they learn that it's a good thing. It's they try to emulate. They say about Reichman. There's a lot of them. I'm sure you've all read articles about Reichman the last 2 weeks. So he very rarely allowed his name to appear on buildings and on institutions. He wasn't interested. That was a very big mila. Here it says it's not a mila. Here it says you should do it. Okay, obviously there's a balance when to do, when not to do it, when a person should use
his names, but not his own. He had his
other people's names, but he very, very, very rarely would he allow his name to be featured, to be known. One of the biggest milas they write about him, and talking about the milas of stalker, to give, not to give, is many people have a tendency when you give tzedakah, you tell them, this is how it's going to be. I'm going to, ver dos hat meya hat deya. If I'm giving the tzedakah, I'm going to set policy. If I'm going to give this institution $1 million, this is the way we're going to do business here. This is going to be the curriculum. This is going to be the Rosh Hashiva. This is going to be the one who's going to give the shir. You give your deya. Reichman was very, when he gave tzedakah, he never had a deya. He gave the tzedakah, and you run the institution, you run your thing the way you want. I'm not going to meddle into your affairs.
Then
that is a tremendous.
The way
well,
then
he gave the institution that he had approved that the way they were running.
But he did not make any preconditions. They wrote this up over and over. He never made any conditions. Many people give tzedakah, you always see, are you giving tzedakah? I'm only giving you the money if you do this and this, A, B, and C. Only if you hire my relative, you hire this person. There's always an agenda. He had no agendas. That's a tremendous mile when giving stock. You give the stock, l'shem shemayim, let the people do what they want with the money. Of course, you have to deal to an honest place that's honest, sincere. They're not going to steal the money. They're going to do the right thing. But don't meddle in with the biz, with the yeshiva. They know what they're doing. They have their clientele. They have their own, they have their way of doing things. If you want to give the stock, you give the stock, l'shem shemayim, that's a very big mile not to get involved. I know a friend. He's involved in a certain business project. This is business. This is not stock. And he's now at a very critical point where he needs to raise capital, needs to raise money, and he's working very hard. And he had different options. He was very matzliach, and he chose one of the options, because for one reason, this investor was not going to meddle into his own affairs. The other people were willing to give him more money, but they were down his neck. They want to know, you want control. It's not a matter of they have all the same control. It's not just a matter of making the money back. They want to throw their weight around. So that's true when it comes to business. Al achas kam v'kam. When it comes to charity, you don't like it's bad enough. You have to take charity. You also have to have someone tell you what to do. That really makes things even worse. Okay, let's go further. Yudalid. Let him give him an opportunity to make business, to sell merchandise cheap, and to buy from him, to be one of his customers in order to give him parnasa. If a Talmud Chacham knows how to be involved in business, malvin loin mos, lischer b'chem, to lend the money, in order to help him out to get started. Anyone that gives malai, merchandise, anyone that supplies the Talmud with merchandise, zoyche v'yoyshe b'yeshiva shal ma'ila. V'yamru kol ha'nevim lo'y nesnabu el lo'yse p'rak makil tamei chachamram. All of the prophecies of good were only said concerning Talmidei Chachamim, people that gave merchandise to help Talmidei Chachamim break into a business. U'masi bito l'talmud chacham, to one who marries off his daughter to a talmud chacham. Lo'ylem yarchik adam esatzna min hatstaka, never accept staka. Never be on the receiving end. V'yagal galatzma b'tzari, a person should suffer, should go through many different forms of humiliation and suffering, shelo yitzdarech labrius, never to come on to a need to accept stock. Better make your Shabbos like a weekday meal. Don't have lavish meals on Shabbos. Just have a weekday meal on Shabbos so that you will not need to come on to tzedaka. Now, that's your contradiction. But don't Chazal tell us also that lova alive ani pareya? When it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, Chazal say that all a person's expenses are already calculated in Rosh Hashanah. The only thing that's not calculated is the amount of the expenses for Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you will spend more money for Shabbos and Yom Tov, you are guaranteed Hashem will pay you back. If you do not have enough money, borrow money, and you can be certain Hashem will pay you back. So we have here a contradiction. On the one hand, it says, "Asei Shabbat chachol v'al tetzarech lebrios." Treat your Shabbos like a weekday. Just have a salami sandwich, and don't come on to tzedakah. But on the other hand, Chazal tell us that for Shabbos you have to go all out, borrow money so that you can enjoy Shabbos the way it should be done. How do we reconcile the contradiction? The answer given is, it depends if you have a job. If you have a source of income, it's just not enough. I have something coming in. I work. I have a job. I make a certain amount of money. It just so happens that for Shabbos, I really don't have enough. For Shabbos, I'm short $50. So either I can have just my salami sandwich for Shabbos lunch, or I can borrow $50 and have a lavish Shabbos meal. In that situation, since you do have an income, you have money coming in, borrow money. Love alive ani per. Once you have a source of income, it's very easy for Hashem to make it. You'll get a bonus. You'll be able to make a few more dollars. But if you have no income, you are poor, destitute, and everything that you have comes from someone else. So now the only question is, should I take a handout of $50 or a handout of $100. In this instance, since you have no means of making parnasa, you can't be samech al anes that you're all of a sudden going to have a windfall, you're going to borrow money and you'll be able to pay it back. Then we apply the principle of asay shabbat chochol v'altet starich librios.
It's not in a lavish wedding.
Lavish wedding is a whole different topic.
It's the same type of thing. You're borrowing and you're putting yourself into a...
Two different Amara. It's a very important country. It's a very important chazal. Asay shabbat v'chol v'atanis l'briyos love v'levani pareya. If you have income. So then, alright, new. So you'll somehow figure it out. But if there's no source of income, don't be samech al hanisim. Let's go further. Next, Tezvav, Li'olam Yarchik, where we have our own hesh. If a person has an income, you have parnasa, but the parnasa is just not enough, then there's a principle that you should borrow money in order to enhance your Shabbos. But if you have no source of income, and everything that you have comes from tztaka, then you mechuyiv to be ma'id asay Shabbat chachol. Tezvav, Li'olam Yarchik, Adam es atzma min hatztaka, we did it right again. Even a person who was a chacham mechubad v'ha'ani, v'yasoik be'umanus, v'afilu be'umanus minuveles, v'yal yitztarech l'abris. A person should occupy himself even in a lowly profession in order that he should have parnasa and not come on to tztaka. Tezayin. Kol mi she'eina tzarech litol me'at tztaka umiram es abrios. Anyone that does not need to accept tzedaka. And he's a faker, he's a phony, and he goes around collecting stuck, he has no shame. He goes to a community where they don't know him, and he goes collecting from house to house, or he goes to shul, and he collects a small fortune. This is serious crime. Einai meis ad sheyitztarech labris, a curse. It's not just ordinary theft. It's not petty theft. A person that takes stuck when he does not need to do so, he will not die until it comes a point in time when he will be sheyitztarech labrios. Do you say the same thing when it comes to government programs? Big question. A person makes parnasa, but it's off the books. He has a basement business. So if he really wants, I can fudge the numbers, and I can be eligible for all various types of government programs. And I'll make a nice living. Or, why not? If every other Tom, Dick, and Harry in the United States is doing this, so what? I'm not even a nickel compared to what they're doing. So why should I have to suffer? Everyone else is doing it. Be like the Joneses and like the Combs. What's the big deal? So the question is, okay, maybe there's something to it. Maybe you're right. Maybe if this is what the whole world does, the government lets people do this, they know about it, let them do this, and everyone does this. I don't know, you get into ethical issues, yes, no, obviously it's not a good thing. You can want to make an argument, the whole world does it, but there's another... whatever it is, I'm not. You can make all your arguments. I'm not addressing that. Obviously, it's wrong. But people are going to make all these arguments, whatever it is. But there's an additional thing you have to take into consideration. There's a curse. There's a curse that says a person does not need to take, he's not going to leave this world until he comes to a point where he really needs to take tztaka me'ikar hadin. It's one thing a person is not honest. Okay. So he's not honest, a ganav. He's held accountable. He'll go to jail. He'll suffer. Okay, fine. He'll suffer the consequences. But when you add to the consequences a curse, you're not going to leave this world until you're going to need to tztaka for real, that's already a different level. So that is part of the equation, has to be part of the equation of making all of these sophisticated calculations of beating the system. You don't want to chas v'shalom be subject to the curse. And a person should go with extra means to be machmir as much as possible. Besides, it's like anyway should be machmir, that's never pashat. It's easy to say, hard to fulfill, I know. But here you're dealing with playing with fire when it comes to this very serious business. A person, on the other hand, does need to take. A person is suffering, and he has too much pride. That's also obviously no good. He's arrogant. He doesn't want to take. He doesn't want to take. Avoinus v'chatom, he's not going to have no one to blame but himself. His own sins are responsible for his suffering. V'chol mishu tzoch litol mitzar atzma v'deiches asho v'chai chai etzar k'dei shlo liatriach ala tzibur enei nes ad she yifarnes acherim. Here is another opposite bracha instead of the curse. It's an amazing thing. A person, taka, does not need to take. Or maybe the person does need to take. He is eligible to receive some type of program. But he's machmir. He's machmir. I can make it. Why should I go take public funds? Why should I go take from some type of government program? I can do it. I can make it. I don't need all the luxuries, all these things. So you get a bracha. Isn't it an amazing thing? You get a bracha. Will come the point in time where you'll be the one that will be the provider, not the taker. For all of us, okay, so this is powerful stuff. Powerful stuff, not to come on to Rachman son to the Klala, but only to come on to the bracha. Let's look at some of the Shemus and the Halacha. Going back to Ois. Okay, but where are we up to? We did yesterday. Okay, let's do what halacha up to halacha hey, is that we're up to? Let's start from hey. Halacha, the shorim halacha is hey. Yoiser min hachemesh. Ayin b'shidim mikubet says we learned in the past thing that the amount a person should give is a tenth. If a person wants the mevazves, you can give up to a fifth. And when a person is dying, he can give up to a third. Three different rules. Tenth, fifth, and a third. So here it says, Ayin b'beshid b'gubet, says, the takana zu shetikne chazal shlo yivaz is yos mechomesh haynu davka l'stam tztaka. That's only for ordinary stuff to support poor people. Aval ha'chzokas ha'toyra l'shayach klal zeh. You're allowed to give away every last penny you have in order to support Torah. V'chein b'rkei Yosef he'ela Cain the heavy od mikar lezeh mi medrash rabba ayin sham of a sefer the pirka cause of the davka mishle chot of noitz and stalker rak lekayim it's stalker oz yeshir v'gvul litein chaimish. Another exception. Only time we have a rule of 10% or 20% is when you mean makayim the mitzvah of stalker. But let's say a person's neshama is in serious trouble. He has done terrible averos and he wants kapar atonement. And he feels this will be a ticket for his neshama to give an enormous amount of stock, to give all of his money to a worthy cause, then it's also permitted. Aval mi shechoto v'noyse in stocka k'mashakosa v'chato echa b'tstocka perok. You can redeem your sins with stocka. Ein lezeh shi'ur uval ubal asher li'ish yitein I don't know what the word Baal means. It's no person, just like when it comes to going to the doctor. If a person is sick, and the only way he'll be healed is by spending an enormous amount of money to a doctor, he'll give it away. So there's no deal when it comes to the Neshama. The Neshama means kapara, a person allowed to give away all his money for tzedaka. V'chein shemati b'shem maran ha'goyin ha'kodesh b'al de'vechayim mitzanz, v'chein kosav ha'goyin ha'kodesh b'al atanya. Okay, there's another exception that's brought down by the post, and that is you're super rich. Let's say a person is, and I don't know, people over here in this room fit that category. Maybe we have some people in this category. If you're super rich, how much do you already need to live a year? Okay, the biggest gevir, how much money does he need to live a year? $100,000? No? You're making fun of me?
I know. Yes.
You can't live on 100 grand? A single person? How much does a person needs whatever he needs to live a year? But he has in the bank billions. So is he allowed to give away more than a fifth to tzedakah? Absolutely. This rule only applies to a person of average means. But a person who's super, super rich, these rules do not apply. You're allowed al-chatila to give away more than a fifth of your assets in your lifetime. That's another exception to the rule. Next, ein lasus master shloid of tzedakah. Another, you're not allowed to make from your tzedakah money. Now we learned this was al-chatila, but the other you can. A dvar Mimaiser shalo dvar tzedakah. Don't make a mitzvah object. Do not make out of your maaser money mitzvahs. In other words, you have to give the tzedakah to support poor people, and don't use the money to ideally to buy sfarim or to give or to build a shul or to buy sandukois. that's not the proper thing to do unless it's your only, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, and you never otherwise have the chance to do so. Then b'dieved you can give your meiser money for a dvar mitzvah. Ayin b'shail tzuv chasam sofer to after kaim on the yordeya. The loyitin adam called tzedakoysav leani echad bilvad. Mikol makom im avoyse of the chikulu shaita vehem anoshim mechubadim shein yicholim lespanis mikuba shol tzedaka. Ulahaben ein yodei maseges litin lechem kol tzarcha muta shitin kol maestro shiragil hafrish lavoysov. You can give it to one person. Generally, you should never give your tzedakah to one person. You should give your tzedakah to different people, to different groups. However, in a situation of desperation where you know of a person and he's not receiving enough, you can make exceptions and you can give all of your money, your stock money, to one person. That's what it says. The Amish Shuvah says, "Even Yikara be'echad shenayig la'aser la'aser mirevach mischaroy v'noisin machzis legisay ha'ani to his brother-in-law or machzah she'noisin l'sharniim shelo yehi noisin kol mashosav l'ani acher. You should not give it to l'ani echad uve'es yesh legisay hanal bas." So here was a ma'isa. The person had a brother-in-law. And he used to give the brother-in-law half of his meiser money. The brother-in-law was very poor. And he would give the other half to Aniyim. There was a kupa shel Aniyim in the city. But now his brother-in-law is marrying off a daughter. And the brother-in-law needs more money. Can he give all of the money to his brother-in-law and forget about the kupa shel tzedakah? The ace yesh legisa hanal bas shegia lepirka. She's getting married. The nishal hagoyin bal evan yikara. It was asked to the goyin evan yikara. That was the name of a person sefer. Who mashai lost his kol hamaiser gam machzus hasheni legiso hanal. Can he change his minuk and give all the money to his brother-in-law? The hell hasham the ha havas the havas ain lo shum. The habas ein loy shum shaychis im ha'av u'mimela ein b'zem yishum noisem matnoisav lo'oni echad. So that's not a shayla, because you're not giving it to one oni, you're giving it to the father who needs the money for his own support, and you're giving it to the daughter. So just because you're writing the check to the father and the father's going to pay for the wedding expenses, it doesn't matter. You're really giving the money for two separate anim. You're not violating this takana. There was a takana not to give all of your tzedakah to one person, because you're really giving it to different people. Gam mitzvah me'amuvcha shiyasa kein k'gvushuk noach. In this situation, you're giving it to a person achnas kala, and it's also.
Should we learn into this that the groom had money?
It doesn't say. It seems like the groom did not. I don't know. It doesn't say about. It doesn't tell us the details. We don't know what the details were about the groom. But this is certainly not a shayla. There are many reasons. Obviously, because these are your own. The name of your own people. Next halacha. Tzedaka. When a person says, "I'm going to give tzedaka," that's as if you've made a neder. Okay. It seems from the kitzur shulchan aruch, not everything you say is a neder. If you say, "I'm going to vote today." I'm going to go vote. Or you say, I'm going to go vote for someone. Is that a neder? I'm going to go vote for Deutsch. And now you go into the booth and someone raises your cup and you chasham, you vote for someone. Have you violated a neder? Have you violated a neder? So it seems like not. It's not a neder. Just because, this is a very important halacha. There are different types of dibur. I don't know the rules, but the different types. When you make a statement, you make a statement, just because you announce to the world, your machris, I'm going to do something, that does not give your words the weight of a neder, where if you don't keep your word, you're over on bal ta'acher. Now, neder is a different inyan. Another one is a delay. If you delay, you're over on bal ta'acher. What's called a delay? That all depends on the type of, that all depends on the timeline of how when you're expected to come through. And there's also a lo saseh, a violation of a lo saseh of don't violate your vows. Tzedakah, when you pledge to give tzedakah, that is a much more powerful dibur than just saying, I'm going to go today to the store and buy an ice cream cone. That's nonsense. I'm going to buy an ice cream cone. Okay, so you said something. You should be true to your word. If you don't know you're not true to your word, okay, so you weren't true to your word. The world goes on. You're not going to suffer any great punishment for not keeping your word in this instance. But when you make a pledge, I will give money to tzedakah, that automatically is upgraded to a different status of a neder. And if it's a neder, a whole Shulchan Aruch kicks in. There's Baal Ta'acher, and there are rules, violations of a halacha of not keeping your neder. So here he says, Ayin b'shas tshuvus maharash limorein harav mar dimishal. I don't know who this is. Be'ish achash shabita nafla lemishkaf. Now this is a very interesting shot. You make a promise. I'm going to give money because of a tzara. And then the tzara gets worse. In other words, let's see the shaila. The daughter dies. Shabita nafla lemishkaf. The daughter was ill, deathly ill. And the tzaddik says to her, pledge money to tzedakah. By the way, when the tzaddik tells you to pledge money to tzedakah, they tell you to give it to your organization, that's not a good sign. The real tzedakah is to give it somewhere else. If someone tells you, I'll bring for you a yeshua, I'll bring you, but part of the process of, and there are people like this, so there's something to it. Part of the process of a yeshua of salvation is you have to has to hurt, right? No pain, no gain. And how is it going to hurt you? I want you to give a significant money of tzedakah. That's fantastic. One thing, make sure that tzedakah is not going to the person who tells you. That's not right. That's called pidyon. So the real rebbes. Okay, so the real rebbes. I'm not talking about. You can't generalize. But the real rebbes in the previous generation, they didn't take the money for themselves. They were just a distribution center. A person comes to a rebbe and comes to a rebbe. Going back to the real rebbes, I'm talking the real deal. The real deal. I have a tzara. I need help. So the rebbe says, "Give pidyon." Okay, here's $1,000. The rebbe takes $1,000. He puts it in his vest pocket. 20 minutes later, comes in an almana and says, "Rebbe, I have a big tzara. I don't have a penny to my name." The rebbe takes out $1,000 and gives it to the almana. That's pidyon. You trust the rebbe. The rebbe will give your money to the ani that he thinks is the right shidduch. When you give the money, Rebbe, I need pidyon. The rebbe, you need pidyon, okay. And the rebbe takes $1,000, puts it in his own wallet, and he buys himself a nice car. Okay, a nice car. Now I have a Lexus instead of having a jalopy. That's big problem. That's very problematic. Or give the money to my institution. I have a yeshiva, and I have all my children are all rebbeim in the yeshiva, and therefore you want pidyon. Just promise me $1,000. Sign away your life for the rest of your life. You're going to pledge to give a certain amount of money to my yeshiva to support me and my children. I'm sorry that there's something suspect. That's not right. It doesn't take any great seichel to realize there's something wrong here. If you go to a holy person, he tells you give money to the stock of your choice. Or maybe he'll direct a certain type of stock which he has no negius whatsoever. That's something, okay, that there's something a lot to be said about that. But if they're telling you, give me the money, and it's not like in the previous generations where the rebbes did not take a penny for themselves, it was just, you know, the next ani that comes in the door is getting the money, that's a whole different story.
What is this business now? They have...
Mukubalim.
No.
Stay far away.
You give you X amount of dollars to a poor person, make checks payable to.
To who?
An organization. But to avoid taxes, to their tax deduction.
So that's not so terrible. I mean, it's charity. It's charities and their laws and regulations.
No,
the charity is exempt. It's 100% legal. The government encourages charity. They tax exempt.
They're middleman.
All right. So you have to know. You have to be very careful.
The almana doesn't have a tax ID.
The almana does not have
it. So therefore, you give it to that shul, which has a tax.
Yeah,
okay, right. Okay, so that's so is. You have to be careful. You have to know. I don't know the laws. The laws. You have to know exactly. It should be done. Everything should be done. Kedasu kedin. She gave them a pledge. Now what happened? the daughter died.
He wants a refund.
Refund. It's not a joke. Why not? It's a refund. I only give money. V'achakach meisa bitach. Eis amersa isha shenosna ha-mashkan b'tanai. Only give the mashkan. It was a tanai. B'tanai she'im yisrape ha-choyle v'zet tzadik olim. It says no. Shenosna b'stam. What's the law? What's the halacha? Hela sham de hadi isa b'yardeya. The kaidem shabol yad ha-gabai yochel lachsar. Before the money comes to the gabai, he can give it back. You can take it back. The achar kach eino yochel lachsar zedav b'mnosan guf hadover shehikdish avol b'mnosan rak mashkoin yesh oid koich hamakdish v'yochel lachsar aidei sheil chocham ayin sham. He basically said she gets the money back. And that story where the money was not yet spent, it seems the money was not yet deposited by the institution, was not yet used, was not yet distributed, the money was just put aside, or Mashkin, she gave a diamond ring as a pledge that she'll give over the $1,000 at this point in time later on, then it was not actually collected and distributed. There is grounds to get your money back if the salvation did not arrive. Okay, we're out of time, we'll stop here.